Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
The notion that Miami, Ohio could potentially miss the NCAA tournament with anything less than a MAC title is a farce. This is Michael Coe filling in for Art Chansky with Wednesday's Sports Notebook. College basketball's obsession with the net and other analytics has affected the Red Hawks more than any other team this season. Though Miami enters the MAC tournament at 31-0, their rankings in the net and on sites like KenPom do not reflect that record. That could have something to do with Miami's poor strength of schedule, as the Red Hawks did not play a single Power Conference foe this season. And as the net takes high value from the mythical Quad 1 games, Miami still languishes at number 53 in its rankings. That's 13 spots below number 40 Auburn, which enters the SEC tournament with a 16-15 record. But the Tigers know how to game the system, and their top 5 strength of schedule is somehow keeping them in NCAA tournament bubble conversations. Multiple outlets describe this year's bubble as one of the weakest in recent memory, filled with teams who seem dead set on torpedoing their own tournament chances right at the finish line. Let's take a look around. CBS lists Cal as one of the first 4 teams out of the field. The Bears have 21 wins and appeared poised to make their first tournament appearance in a decade, but a brutal home loss versus Pitt will be hard to overcome. Oklahoma is also listed, even though the Sooners at one point lost 9 consecutive games. Like Auburn, OU's best attribute is the conference patch on its jerseys. The mediocrity of these teams is one of the main reasons another struggling Power Conference school, NC State, still retains a tenuous grasp on its bid. The Wolfpack have lost 4 games in a row and 6 of their last 7, and have gone from a potential 6th seed in the field to still nervous entering the ACC tournament. And don't even get me started on Boise State, which lost a home game to a Division II team earlier this season, but somehow still finds itself within range of the bubble. As does New Mexico, which hasn't done anything that egregious, but did lose to Boise State twice. In stronger bubble years, all of these teams would be disqualified by now. But with college basketball's rich only getting richer in the NIL era, it's left exposed a soft middle class, one which can skate by with poor on-court results but a solid brand name and okay advanced metrics. Just ask Tar Heel fans how Carolina got in last year. That brings us back to Miami, Ohio. The Red Hawks aren't exactly a college hoops mainstay, but their odyssey of a season has fascinated fans across the nation. Even if they don't win the MAC tournament, and bettors are favoring 2-seed Akron, they deserve a shot to test their mettle against the nation's best teams. Leaving the Mount would be a betrayal of everything March is supposed to represent. This is Michael Coe. I'll see you next time.